You're watching RT. A new UN resolution gives Israel and the Palestinians 5 more months to investigate the 3-week Gaza war, which started at the end of 2008. A report last year found both sides guilty of war crimes. Israel calls it biased and flawed. And the Palestinians say even if the probe confirms that war crimes were committed, Israel will never be held responsible.
These are the new refugees of Gaza, made homeless a little more than a year ago after 22 days of Israeli fire. They've lost everything and survive now on handouts from the world community. Ahmed's baby brother was killed during the war. His home and school are still piles of rubble. He hasn't seen his friends since moving to this tent city with his family and now spends his days trying to escape the misery around him.
I'm on the computer as much as I can be. It's my new best friend. I hate living here, but I know we don't have a choice. I just really, really pray that we can leave soon.
It's also tough on Ahmed's sister, Rem. She goes to a nearby school, but it's hard to concentrate as her life has been turned upside down.
What makes Gaza different from other places is that we could end up living in these tents forever. They say it's only for now, but I'm afraid we'll never leave.
According to the Palestinian Statistics Bureau, some 26,000 Gazans are now living in temporary shelters. It estimates it will cost at least $2 billion to get them and the rest of the society up to speed again. But people here aren't confident the money will keep flowing in, especially now that the UN's fact-finding mission on the Gaza conflict, headed by the respected South African judge Richard Goldstone, seems to have been put on the back burner. Israelis expect the Goldstone report to eventually receive a poor man's burial. No one here really believes that the claims that Israel committed war crimes will land up in the International Criminal Court in The Hague, especially if America can be relied on to veto the move. Last week, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution giving Israelis and Palestinians 5 more months to conduct internal investigations into the conflict. But Israel insists the inquiry it's already completed is more than satisfactory, and there's no need for Goldstone.
The Israeli army did itself make an inquiry about all that happened. And all those cases where there was suspicion that the soldiers did not behave properly, they have been tested and 8 have gone to court for criminal prosecution. And we did not need Mr. Goldstone to do that.
Many Israelis feel the Goldstone report is part and parcel of a growing anti-Israel sentiment sweeping the world, of which the UN is a part.
The Goldstone mission did a very sloppy and inaccurate job in collecting the facts of the case. They made outrageous and grotesque accusations against Israel, which were found to be completely baseless.
But Palestinians stand by the report, although they're disappointed not more countries have stepped forward to endorse it.
It didn't just talk about individual acts that were committed as part of war. It talked about an overall systematic, widespread policy that led to the types of war crimes that were alleged to have been committed.
It's still too soon to say what will come out of the Goldstone report and whether it will go down in the history books as a failure or a success. But for Ahmed and his family, it makes little difference. As residents of Gaza's new tent city, the war's reality is something they face every day. Paula Slier, RT, Israel.